Pinellas County Commission passed four amendments today, allowing Pinellas County Utilities and Tampa Bay Water to use a portion of the 8,300 acres that make up Brooker Creek Preserve, the largest nature preserve in Pinellas County. Overlays were established, setting boundaries as to where the utility companies will be able to erect structures over the next several decades. The utility companies own 40% of the land and have allowed it to be kept as a nature preserve. The county agreed today to establish overlays, or areas allotted for certain types of water structures, on a 2,600-acre area. However, they said only 260 acres within that area will actually be used. The large acreage was established because the companies are not sure exactly where they'll be putting the new structures. Pinellas County residents spoke for and against the proposed amendments, which clarified just how much land would be used and in what parts of the preserve. Largo resident Mark Clutho spoke out against the amendments, saying the preserve should be protected against any development.
When I see the county wasting the taxpayers' money doing such a stupid endeavor, and then we don't have enough money for essential services, well, I can understand how you're going to be so damn stupid that you're going to think you're going to go up into something that's called a preserve, and you're going to go in there and you're going to take from the people of this county what's rightfully theirs, that's supposed to be a preserve, and then you're going to mutilate it.
Pinellas County resident Joe Page said that while preservation is important, not all land is worthy of being protected. He said there's no scientific evidence that shows it is important to preserve all of the land, and that humans have as much need of the land as do the plants and the animals that inhabit the preserve.
It is my expert observation that precious little science is used to make these decisions. There has, however, been an abundance of emotion and arm-twisting by groups like the Friends of Brooker Creek Preserve. They'll show you pictures of raccoons or birds or plants and lead you to believe that these organisms have as much right to this land as the citizens of Pinellas County. They don't. Since when did the Friends of Brooker Creek commandeer this property? It belongs to everyone.
Alan Childress is the chairperson for Friends of Brooker Creek Preserve, an organization that works to protect the area for future generations. She said the group supports the proposed amendments, as the utility companies have been helpful in the preservation of the land and have conceded to leave much of the land undeveloped.
We're not 100% thrilled because we are a friends group and we're advocates. We're pretty happy about this, and we're glad that the utilities department has stepped away from many of the acreage and the ability to build larger structures, and they've gone down to 260 acres in that northern area. They've backed away from putting large structures on thousands of acres in the preserve.
City Commissioner Susan Latvala emphasized the struggle the commission has had with this issue, saying there's a need to find a balance between the public's need for potable water and its desire to protect the nature preserve.
We very much respect and support the public's input and hope that you understand the struggle that we have to deal with by balancing the needs of our citizens for potable water supply and the desire by all of our citizens and the Board of County Commissioners to preserve every precious acre that we can for future generations.
Latvala said that with the new amendments, the public will at least have a grasp of how much land may need to be used for future utility needs.
We're doing this because we want to bring some comfort to the public that this and only this portion of land might be used in the future.
David Healy, executive director of the Pinellas Planning Council, disagreed. He said while the group is mostly supportive of the needs of the utility companies, they don't think it's a good idea to reserve land without a concrete plan for its use.
The county wants to suggest, I think, the county staff, that we're not being far-sighted enough, that there are going to be future utility needs, and we don't deny that. Certainly there will be needs in 5, 10, 20, 30 years that we can't imagine today. But to prospectively classify 830 acres when we don't know if there is a need, for sure, what that need is, where it is best placed, or when we might need it, is nothing, that's not long-range planning, that's not future land use planning, that's drawing a line around an area saying someday we may need some of it for something that we don't now know.
Pinellas County Utilities and Tampa Bay Water anticipate using the land for well fields, below-ground structures, and minor above-ground structures. Vertical structures may also be built, but would require approval by the commission at a public hearing, which would be preceded by two public meetings where citizens could review plans and voice comments or concerns. Under the new amendments, any structures built will be used to supply water to Pinellas County. In Clearwater for WMNF, this is Amy Beeman reporting.